At 7:40 in the morning, Playhouse in the morning, Y94. So, we did have kind of an interesting suggestion for the La Valley's largest Valentine. Somebody has taken you up on your offer.
Me?
Did you see the person that says that they like to tell their significant other that they want to get the divorce on the billboard?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Thank you for putting that out there in the world, you jerk.
I mean...
Romantic. We want romantic. Submitted at Y94.com.
Man, I hope he doesn't see that text on your phone about wanting to put the divorce on the billboard.
Yeah, you wouldn't need the billboard
anymore.
Not only
do I want a divorce, I want to scream it to the world.
He's texting the radio station about it. Yeesh. Not what I wanted to start my day with. So Nick in a Playhouse mailbag situation. I'd be curious if you're friends with Nick, what you would advise him to do. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to read this exactly how it's written, not exactly how I would talk.
Is this a deacon situation?
It's not. He's not full on deacon, but he uses the term chick. So I wanted to clarify. Nick says, I started dating this chick 6 weeks ago, and she say she's pregnant. I say, there's no way it's my kid, but I don't want to make her mad. Do I ask if it could be not mine, or do I just wait and see, or what? She took pee stick. This is almost hitting a commitment.
Yeah, hitting a commitment.
She took pee stick that says within the time we're dating, but I don't know, bro.
He did write bro. Look at that.
Bro.
He wrote bro.
I don't know, bro. So they have been dating for 6 weeks. Within that 6 week span, she has now discovered that she is pregnant, she believes.
Okay.
And apparently she's peed on something that has alerted her that it's within this 6 weeks. I don't know my clear blue digital that well.
Right.
First and foremost, is it that specific, I guess, would be a question I have because I don't know. And Jamie's not here and she maybe would be able to answer this. I don't know. But then also, do you think that he... would it be poor form to ask, so is it my... Are you sure it's mine? Like, do you ask that, or do you just kind of wait and see and like, yeah, that looks like it could be my baby, some time from now?
Oh, boy. Can you even find out this early anyways if you wanted to? Like scientifically?
I think 6 weeks may be a little early. I don't know.
But I guess in his case, he's asking, like,
it's more
do
of
I
a,
check it?
Hey, darling.
Right.
So you mentioned you're pregnant. We're kind of new into this relationship. You hadn't maybe been seeing some other people right around the time we met, have you?
Right.
Like, I think that is... I actually think you could ask that. You're 6 weeks in. I think that's a realistic question.
I think that might be a fair question as well. Mm-hmm. Why do I feel like that makes me a bad guy, though?
It would feel weird to say, and you're not going to... I mean, I don't know how you bring it up casually in conversation, but I think you're in your rights to say it that early in the relationship. Hey, you said you've been dating for months. It's kind of rude.
Sure.
6 weeks, though. It would make perfect sense. It's not like she was cheating on you. She was just seeing some people before you.
Right. Just in the sense of, you know, can we just check? Because, I do got 18 plus years. If I just want to make sure it's my kid.
Yeah. Well, to quote Nick, but I don't know, bro. He's just wondering, especially I would think for the female members of Playhouse family, how would you feel if a guy said that to you? Is there a better way to word it than others? And 237 hits, text 35270, 745, play Luis Capaldi, Y94.
I'm going on during this time, I fear there's no one to save me. This old boy you left.
Y94, 0D, Jamie's on vacation today, Playhouse mailbag. You know, statistically speaking, we don't really do a ton of mailbags from men.
No.
And it seems when we do, the kind of the funny thing with them is the guys more so than women very much write how they would talk.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so like very infamously, a couple of months ago leading up to the holidays, there's a gentleman named Deacon. I don't even remember what his problem was anymore.
He didn't know if she was in love with him, but he wasn't in love with her, so he needed to quit hitting that equipment.
But he sent us something, and he wrote the phrase, spelled this way, hitting it at Critmint. And there's, like, elements of Nick's message that is completely unrelated, but it reminds me of Deacon quite a bit. So it's just, like, three sentences. I'm just going to read it again.
Okay.
In case you just got in your car. So Nick says, I started dating this chick about 6 weeks ago, and she says she's pregnant. I say there's no way it's my kid, but I don't want to make her mad because she's pregnant. Do I ask if it could not be my kid, or do I just wait and see, or what? She took pee stick. And it say within the time we dating, but I don't know, bro.
The bro.
So, 6 week relationship.
Yeah.
The clear blue or whatever makes her think and him think that this probably did happen in their relationship, but he doesn't know how to clarify that without seeming like a jerk. Hello. Sure.
I think that he should go to the first ultrasound and ask for her due date and do the math himself before he asks her.
Well, now there's a good idea.
Because then, I mean, that way he doesn't have to go down that road. And if it's anywhere close, then of course ask the question.
Ask the question. Yep. Thank you so much, Playhouse. Hello.
Those clear blue EVs, they are pretty accurate. And I did find out I was pregnant at 3 weeks, so it could possibly be.
So you're saying that it's early enough that it definitely could, or even in 6 weeks, it could totally be his kid.
It could totally be if they add on
for next bed. There you go. Thank you so much. Text Club erupting for the bra.
Yes. A lot of people saying to basically go with her to the doctor. That seems to be good one idea that we're seeing a lot. Go with to the doctor and get an accurate assessment of how far along is she. Right? If you've been together 8 weeks or 6 weeks, you go to the doctor and he says, oh, you're about 8 weeks along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not your way. Or even if it's close to 6 weeks, you probably know you might want to check it.
Were you seeing anybody right around the time? Yeah.
Someone said to you, you tie it in with the fact of like, we should get checked. So if it's not me, we can let the other guys know.
Mm-hmm.
That's make that your concern. It's not about you, Nick, right? / could be Deacon.
he uses a different name now to message us. It's the same guy.
Just asking for my phone, Nick.
I was hitting treatment, and she's saying my kid.
Oh God!
She took pee stick.
I love that, dude. People said that I love this text. He has the right to ask. Well, damn, bro. Gentleman about it. That pee stick says positive. She's most likely definitely pregnant.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this says someone says Nick should say, hey, I dig you and I hope we continue to date and get along, but if there's anyone you were with in the last couple of months, give them the heads up that maybe there's two. So again, someone else saying play it off is it's not about necessarily just you finding out, but if it's not you, so that the real dad knows.
I will put it out there just for any eloquent gentlemen that want to ever participate in the Playhouse.
Yeah,
you are more than welcome. It doesn't have to be just hitting equipment and pee stick. We can expand a little bit.
Someone is wondering if we can make hashtag pee stick our new go-to handle on things. Like when someone's pregnant, hashtag pee stick.
She took pee stick, he says. What are you thinking? It's a short relationship, but she's already pregnant. And Nick's a little suspicious. Does he say something about that?
This poor guy. I mean, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I have two kids. Okay. And from my experience, pregnancy tests are not always accurate. The only way to just know 100% is if she goes to the doctor. I mean, I don't know. I would just do that first and then start, like, doing some math.
Yeah. You're one of my favorites. You've been riled up lately. You've had some passionate responses to a few things, I reckon. I appreciate that you clarified you're not a doctor. Hey, listen. I'm not a doctor, but I don't know why I felt the need to clarify.
You probably assumed I was.
Probably just wanted to. I don't know about today, man.
It's been a good day. It's been for those who've been wrong for the whole ride, it has been an interesting day.
Yeah. 237, it's tech 3527. Oh, hello.
To stop being a baby and support her. It's super tough, like, being pregnant. Like, your body's changing, your emotions are all over the place, and the last thing she needs is some, like, insecure dude questioning the paternity. I mean, he's gonna know when the baby's born anyway, like, if it looks like him, so he should just stop being a wimp.
Yeah. That is the age-old tried-and-true paternity test, right? Like, oh, that kind of looks like me.
That's one.
It's got my eyes.
Didn't someone say you can actually get, like, at-home DNA stuff these days? Like, it's like $100.
I don't know, but I think Amazon's got everything.
They do, yeah.
Go to Amazon. So general consensus for you, Nick, if we're going to try and take this seriously, a lot of the key messages, go to the appointment. Get an idea when the due date is, do a little bit of math, et cetera, et cetera.
If it's in the ballpark, too, right? If it's even within the wheelhouse,
then you're good. You are solid, my friend.
We also got, can I introduce one more saying into the bro and the pee stick? Mm-hmm. I think we got another saying here. Tell him to wrap it before you tap it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hashtag.
Hey, one of the eloquent gentlemen we're looking for. Thank you. Hey, celebrity sizzler not too far off, including Margot Robbie giving some relationship advice, not just as her, but as Harley Quinn as well, so that's kind of funny. And talk a little bit about The Bachelor. Love Doctor's got a couple of cases, but God, I mean, what do we even need anymore?
No, I think
after
we just
this,
call it.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, there's only, you can't go up from here. This was the highest point of the day, clearly.
Let's go. Wake up,
The Playhouse in the Morning.
This is
Y94.